Immersion, Sound Installations and Field Recordings is a fascinating new exhibition celebrating the work of several international sound artists, curated by the Third Barn's Scott Shirk and Pat Batt, and showing in collaboration with Soft Machine Gallery, the art and performance space run by Eva DiOrio and John Mortensen in downtown Allentown. Immersion runs December 16th through January 20th, with a very special opening reception and performance featuring UK-based artist Simon Wetton on Saturday, December 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm talking with Scott Shirk, sound artist, sculptor, professor emeritus at Muhlenberg College, and curator of the upcoming Immersion exhibition at Soft Machine Gallery. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to be here.
And it's great to have you here in the station with me today, instead of as your usual role as a host, just being interviewed instead. But I'm curious with Immersion, as I read more about the artists and the backgrounds, what sparks an exhibition like this for you as a curator, as you look to build something like this? What were you looking for?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story there. The sound artist, Simon Wetton, got in touch with me. He's a pretty much a performance artist, makes very interesting sounds. Most recently, he's released a CD about the sound of fermentation of different plants. Interesting, weird stuff. But he also goes all around the world performing, and he was doing a gig in New York at Phil Niblock's space. Niblock has been running an experimental exhibition and sound space for a long time. It's really great that Simon gets to go there. And he wondered if there were any opportunities anywhere else close by. So I got in touch with Sound Machine, who I know they're interested in all sorts of interesting things. And they said, yeah, that sounds great. And why don't you also do an exhibition around it? So it kind of started with Simon's performance, which will be on the 16th, and then we organized the show of other sound artists around it, which includes installations as well as sound pieces that will be ongoing for the whole month.
Can you tell us a little bit about what, if I'm coming into the gallery, you know, aside from the opening performance, what is it that I'm walking into? What is the experience like?
Well, Soft Machine Gallery itself is it's a beautiful space on Ridge Avenue. It's huge, got really high ceilings, it's a big, clean, open space, very resonant. As you walk in, there are going to be two artists who have sound installations. Both of them are artists who use many different channels, lots of different speakers. You know, stereo is two speakers. Michael Schumacher uses 12. It's a 12-channel installation. Mm-hmm. So there'll be 12 weird little speakers that he makes. He puts them in resonant chambers, which could be, you know, a milk carton. You know, it could be a tin can. It could be a piece of pipe. Whatever sort of seems to work in the space for him. And he takes sounds that he's pre-recorded from there and then manipulated. And they will be dispersed around the space. You know, some high, some low, some in corners. You know, some in the middle of the floor, maybe. It remains to be seen. So you will see that, which will be mostly speakers, is the sound that you need to pay attention to,
right,
and how it articulates the space itself. Also, then John Roach, who is doing the other installation, John has been very involved with honeybees recently. And so he's been building speakers out of beeswax. He's putting the speaker drivers in these beeswax things and then pouring beeswax over the speakers, which muffles the sound in a very particular kind of way. So he's got these beeswax speakers, which kind of reference beehives. I think they'll be colored. You know, they're kind of rectangular things that are going to be around in. I think there are going to be 8 channels there around, going also around. And I think that from the sounds I've heard, it's going to be kind of a buzzing sort of thing. It should be really interesting, very mesmerizing, sort of calming sort of sound. And the two of them will work together. Michael's and John's pieces are kind of going to be in duet with each other. So that's the first thing you'll see. Then there's another room that you can walk into, and there will be ongoing presentations of sound pieces from several different artists. And that'll be, it's about a 3-hour performance, which will be kind of on a loop. And you'll see a video which will identify the title and the artist and any explanation about it, a little context. And then you get to listen to these wonderful sound works. Some of them are field recordings. Mm-hmm. Some of them are composed electronic works. Some of them are a combination of the two. It should be really pretty darn interesting. I've been listening to these things for the last couple of weeks. So,
and later on in the program, we'll hear a little bit of some of the work.
Yes,
you've brought
some
samples
absolutely.
With us.
Yeah.
I was going to say for the gallery goer, for someone in attendance, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity to hear a wide range of work being done in the field, working with sound.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good cross-section of what's happening in sound art right now. We have installation. You know, we have physical objects. You know, there are going to be a couple monitors, presenting video, a little bit of context for both Michael and John's work, just to kind of give people a gateway into it. It's helpful to see things.
Yeah.
I like to see things when I'm listening. It's like looking at a record album. You know?
right.
So, and I think that'll be helpful, but you'll get to hear a lot of very different kinds of works, from field recordings to composed things to absolutely electronic things to things that come right from nature with very little change. Peter Cusack, who's an English improvisational artist who now lives in Berlin, he's given me a set of recordings that he made of a wind generator somewhere in Germany. And it's fascinating. He's made recordings of the sound of the wind and the propellers going around, the birds and how they interact with it, people coming to maintain it. Right. It's about a 24-hour cross-section of this place, which are very kind of deserted. These wind farms are it's kind of goes back to nature in an interesting way. He's got crazy woodpeckers pecking away.
It's interesting. So visual art in a way teaches us or helps us, guides us to see the world more clearly in a different way, more attentively. In a sense, this is a different way of listening to the world.
Absolutely. I think as Paul Cézanne, the painter, said he wanted to paint sensations too subtle for words.
Mm.
And I think that, sound, we're so used to listening to, we process our whole life through listening, through language, listening for traffic, for somebody shouting to you, all those things. But there's so much more to listening when you really just quiet yourself down and pay attention to what's going on around you. It's quite fascinating. Also, we do have eyelids. We can close our eyes, but we don't have any earlids. So our brain has a way of filtering out so much just because we don't need to hear it. But when you can then lift that filter and begin to listen to the world around you, it's amazing. We have one artist, and maybe we can listen to a little bit of this later, who in Seoul, Korea, he's made recordings of, as he walks down the street, the sound of the electrostatic lights and things are so loud that he's made recordings of just the buzzing. And it's a fascinating and quite beautiful recording. A bit jarring maybe at first, but it's a wonderful kind of thing. Oh my gosh, listen to what our world has produced.
That's interesting, because some of it seems to me, when I'm doing a little reading on some of the artists, some people explore sound in relationship to an interior to architecture.
Yeah.
And a lot of the work from the Bees, perhaps that sense of street sound is also about tuning into the exterior in a different way.
Absolutely. The interior is a really interesting thing. Michael Schumacher, who is presenting the 12-channel piece, he sees himself in the direct lineage of people like Avon Lucier. Avon Lucier made these wonderful recordings or compositions which involve the ambient sound that, anyone who's worked in theater or in movies knows all about ambient sound. It's the room tone, the sound that just happens in every room. It's an interesting thing to pay attention to, and Michael sort of does that. He makes recordings of the room tone, to just what the room sounds like interior without anything happening, just the stuff that's all around, inside, outside. And then he finds spaces within to make that more resonant as he plays back these sounds that he makes. Some corners of the room resonate more than others. He likes the way sound moves along the side of a wall, for instance.
It
bounces
goes,
off a floor.
Well, it goes back to why the first room with Michael Schumacher and John Roach, it sounds like what you're describing is that in some ways that installation or that piece will finalize when they're in the space.
Absolutely,
because it's going to be so affected by the space.
Exactly, because it doesn't exist until it's actually
in
there.
The space.
In the space.
And this is a really international I found that fascinating. Is there was that intentional? I think that's exciting that it's kind of, we're kind of covering all different aspects of the globe here with it, with this gathering.
Yeah, I mean we have people from Queens and Brooklyn,
right.
People from Berlin, right. From Portugal, from Estonia,
UK, Simon.
Yeah, UK. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The sound art world is small enough and hasn't been around all that long that, you know, there are kind of small communities that people do communicate in. Uh-huh. And because, you know, we live in this wired world, we can communicate easily and share work that one's doing pretty easily and talk about it, too. So there's a big online community that exists and has for some time.
Which makes sense. We'll be going to a break soon, but when we come back, I'd like to share some of the sounds with our listeners.
Great.
And we were talking a little bit before we started recording, talking about, I had asked you about the role of composition in this world. And we had an interesting chat about the backgrounds of many of the people working in the field. Some are coming from a musical background. Some are coming from a visual or sculptural background. Yeah. Very different.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And that's, I think, the term sound art is a very interesting term because it means so many different things to so many different people. To explain the difference between music and sound art is that musicians and composers are used to getting paid, whereas sound artists aren't. but it really, yeah. It's a porous world and people come at it from many different directions. Michael Schumacher is a classically trained musician. He went to Juilliard. He comes at it from that point of view, and yeah. He's very much a composer in other ways as well. John Roach is a sculptor and painter, comes out of the visual arts world. And moves into the sound from a completely different direction, which
that's fascinating.
I'm very sympathetic to that.
Given your background,
path also,
which yeah. We'll talk a little bit about as a sculptor, yeah. As visual. So all the more reason to be curious to hear the mix of their work and how that works with each other. You're listening right now to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I'm talking with Scott Shirk, sound artist, sculptor, professor emeritus at Muhlenberg College, and curator of the upcoming Immersion Sound Artist Exhibition at the Soft Machine Gallery, which will be running December 16th through January 20th. And we'll be right back right after this short break.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all the programming you hear possible. Becoming a WDIY member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure WDIY will be here for the next person in our community to discover. Make your membership gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 4 or wdiy.org. We couldn't be here without you.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I've been chatting with Scott Shirk, curator of the upcoming Immersion Sound Installations and Field Recordings exhibition showing at the Soft Machine Gallery in downtown Allentown, opening December 16th, running through January 20th. And there's a question for you, Scott. What drew you to Soft Machine as a spot for the exhibition?
Well, Soft Machine is it's an art gallery and mm-hmm. performance space, and I think it's really filled a role that Lehigh Valley really has needed, especially Allentown. Mm. Eva Dorio and John Mortensen, they moved here from Philadelphia. I think John kind of grew up in the Lehigh Valley, so he knew it. When they arrived here, they're both artists as well as other things, but Eva realized that two things, that there are lots of really interesting artists in the Lehigh Valley, and there are not a lot of venues for them to show their work. And so she wanted to do something about that. So 2010, they started Soft Machine on the north side of town. And then a couple years ago, they moved to Ridge Avenue, which is in the First Ward. And it's a neighborhood that they really like. It's a really diverse neighborhood. And they say it's a lot of really family-friendly kind of place, just a great place to be. And they've got this wonderful gallery. Initially, it was a butcher shop. Then it became a repair shop for buses, I think city buses. And then finally, it was a place to repair carpets that were damaged in fire, which I think I got that right. And now it's a wonderful gallery and performance space, very beautiful. big high ceilings. It's just a beautiful, wonderful space. And I think they've been doing a great job of putting this together, you know, fulfilling, I think, a real need to make our area culturally a lot more attractive and interesting at the same time.
I could see it. Some folks check them out on social media. It's lovely to see the mix of music, visual, dance. Recently, a vintage fashion show produced by a good friend. Just really exciting community they're building there.
Yeah, it's really great. And they're really involving the neighborhood into what they're doing as well. So it's a very exciting endeavor. So, you know, I'm really happy to be a part of that.
And before, I'd like to share some of the sounds with our listeners. Back to Simon briefly at the opening reception. If you could speak just a little bit about, Simon will be there in person.
Simon will be there in person, right, as part of his tour. He's in Pittsburgh.
Right.
He was in Pittsburgh, I guess, yesterday. Okay. And then he plays in New York. After us, he'll be going down to Philadelphia. It'll be a really interesting thing. I've seen Simon perform several years ago in New York, and it was a really exciting piece. He's changed what he does completely. I know he's been working a lot with the sounds of fermentation. He hasn't shared with me exactly what he's going to do, but I know that there's a video involved. There's lots of electronics. He needs a table that's fairly long, and it's from the pictures he sent me, he's got lots of little gizmos, pedals, and things that are be manipulating and processing the sound. I think it's going to be fascinating. Can't wait. And that'll be at 7 o'clock on December 16th.
The opening again is 6 to 8 on December 16th. That's Soft Machines. So he'll be performing at 7.
Yeah, and Soft Machines at 105 Ridge Avenue.
Ridge Avenue.
Allentown, yeah.
And speaking of sounds, can you share some sounds from some of the artists we've been talking about tonight?
Sure, I'd love to. Why don't we start Michael Schumacher's installation? I have a recording of his portable multi-channel sound installation, which is a sound installation that he would move around in a suitcase and go from place to place, which was also part of another thing he did called his living room series, where he would install something in somebody's living room for a month. We did that during COVID. It was quite fascinating. So, and what he'll be presenting as part of this installation is kind of a combination of those two.
Okay.
But let's first read. This is one of his portable multi-channel sound system pieces.
And that was, again,
that was Michael Schumacher's portable multi-channel sound piece, which is going to be very similar, but not certainly what you're going to be hearing when you walk into the gallery. It's going to be something unique and totally new for the space itself.
That's fascinating. And so this is work that he's had recorded. Does someone like Schumacher consider himself a composer in a classical sense, aside from the paycheck issue?
No, he does, absolutely.
Okay.
He recently had a concert of his compositions being performed at Roulette in Brooklyn.
That was
in November. And he actually performs as a pianist many times. He also has a rock band and performs as an electronic musician, too. So he's does many, many different things.
I noticed a lot of the artists involved collaborate with a lot of other art forms as well, whether it's dance or visual.
And Michael works with dancers a lot
which is
exciting.
Who else might we have to have a bit of a listen to?
Yeah, this is Steve Peters. Steve lives in Seattle. He's the director of a performance space called Non Sequitur, where they bring in lots of really experimental musicians. This is a piece that he did, recordings of trees in the New Mexico desert, that he then takes these recordings and then does stuff with them. So it's just a short clip of Steve Peters. It's called Arboretum.
That was Arboretum. Tell me a little bit about how that would have been created. What would he have been doing there?
He said he made recordings of trees in many different ways. Sometimes it was the trees blowing in the wind. Sometimes it was contact mics attached to the trees. And sometimes it was he would shake the trees, pluck them, or with a bow, as one would bow a violin or a cello, he would bow the trees to make them vibrate and hit a resonant sound. So it's kind of amazing stuff.
It's interesting. It sounds like such an interesting mix of both capturing sound, learning to hear or be aware of sound in different ways, and then also manipulating or arranging sound.
Yeah, absolutely. And many people call that phonography. As opposed to photography, but phonography, which is using sound and capturing sound and then working with it in different ways.
It's interesting. It's like a photographer friend used to say to me, I don't take a picture, I make a picture.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Is there anything else you would like to share before we, another bit of sound that might be a favorite?
No, let's, Patrick McGinley is a great, interesting guy. He's got a radio show, which he's, it's called Framework, and Framework Afield, and it's broadcast all over the world and streamed also. And he collects lots of, from many different people, lots of recordings in many different ways. This is, he lives in Estonia, and this is a recording he did of a pier, which is kind of beautiful. So
okay,
let's try that. Patrick McGinley.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. I felt like I was in the sound.
It's very well recorded. I mean, he does a beautiful job. There's a lot of discussion about, you know, how do you make these kind of recordings? You know, what sort of stuff do you need? 20 years ago, you couldn't afford to do this. I mean, you needed to be a professional recording studio or a movie production company. Nowadays, you can really just go to Best Buy and come back with something for, you know, $100 that can that can do some wonderful recordings.
I'm so sorry that we're almost out of time. This is absolutely fascinating. I really would encourage our listeners to put this on their calendar, really, December 16th, particularly the opening reception with the performance. And then the exhibition runs through January 20th at Soft Machine Gallery, and it's Immersion, Sound Installations and Field Recordings. Any last thoughts, Scott, for our listeners?
No, I just think it's a great opportunity. I've had so much fun working with it, listening to these sounds myself, and I'm really excited to share them with our community. I think people will really enjoy it and hopefully go out and make some of their own.
Ah, exactly. And kudos again to Soft Machine as well for giving it a home.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, listeners. I'm Kate Scuffle. This is WDIY 88.1 FM Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you, of course, have been listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the salon. Be well. If you enjoyed this program, please go to WDIY.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.